Hello, everyone. Wayne Spencer coming to you on the CBS Rodeo Radio Network, live from Cheyenne Frontier Days, the world's largest outdoor rodeo. Helping me today is Mrs. Mandy Herring.
It is Mrs.
And she is my official cowboy cowgirl today. She is a competitor, a champion, and a newspaper editor now working in the media. We are at this large arena right above the Bucking Truth, Cheyenne Frontier Days. By the way, did I say this was sponsored locally by Cheyenne Tile and Stone, our good friend Mike Files? You build the bathroom, he'll put the tile in, you got a place to be proud of. Matter of fact, he did Little America, the bathrooms at Little America. I went and had a family Christmas picture taken in one of them. They did such a good job.
So pretty.
At any rate, we're here to have fun. They're setting up the rodeo. I got cowboys dropping ropes on the back of the chute because they voted in here yet. And we have kind of a unique situation. I don't have a second bag for my girl Mandy here. So we're going to, when we say pass the mic, Mandy, I told you, you know, when I want to talk to somebody, like if I throw it back to the guys at TBS for commercial, that's a technique called passing the mic. In this case, we're taking off my headset the microphone, okay? And I say that so the public out there knows. You cannot believe the crowd at this Cheyenne Frontier Days. It took us probably, what, an hour to get through the crowd to get here, and luckily people knew me enough. They let me in without my press credential. And they got a golf cart and got us up here, and Doug was on the phone when we got set down, and we're doing great. This is kind of a new adventure for the old Wayno here, broadcasting with the great people there at CBS radio.com. And I figure out if the people are listening now, they know there's a /, rodeo or radio rodeo. I don't even have notes. I mean, just talking about a rodeo on the fly. We're going to hear and have fun. Hey, I was at Blake Shelton last night.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, it was incredible. I bet it was the largest. I've seen it in today's paper, but I bet it's the largest crowd I ever saw at one of our night shows. It was terrific. The sound blows you away. They had the speakers so big. They had them on cranes hanging from the air. I don't know if we're going to go around there. Here's some more background for you, Mandy, and listening public around the world. He was the announcer for Tuffetibus CBR. They liked what he was doing with them, so they hired him to come this year to be the full Frontier Days announcer, which if you're a rodeo announcer, and I am a recovering rodeo announcer, this is the premier show besides Frontier, the national finals in Las Vegas. And I'm trying to do my little mouth back, mic and share with Mandy. Now, tell them what you see across the way in front of the crowd now.
I see a gorgeous marching band, Queens of Boulevard, and they are playing up the show. They are across from us, so we get the back, but I can see all those people right
past. Yeah, just a second. Mandy, take this and keep talking. I got to talk house arrangements here. All right.
Sounds good. That's
my
first time today. But I
am not. I know this is for the media.
Big. They are about 150 big.
We're on the air live right now.
They have polygons that are right in front of the Optic Santa Rosa show. and it looks like we're prepping everything.
Probably, you know, have to get those.
It looks like Wayne's ready to come back a little bit.
Oh, man. I mean to tell you, radio on the internet or anywhere has got to be live and spontaneous. Are we not shooting from our back pockets here? At any rate, I got the other part of our crew set up, our statistician, and our, now with the iPad that's going to connect us to the world, but we've got to do cowboy research. Over there, but they did a great job on that band. We don't know which one it is, but it's going to be one of our local bands over there. And I've never seen a whole band in this pre-show before that. So this is what I've been thinking of all week. This is the world's greatest outdoor rodeo. And to believe it, you've got to come and see it. And this is just blowing me away, all the different things I'm seeing this year. For my followers that know what station I'm on now, I can't get over the entrepreneurs. Or entrepreneurs?
Entrepreneurs.
Okay. Well, whenever you enter up there, you find them, all right? I see even down on 3rd Avenue in Central, they have vendor tents set up in somebody's front yard.
Wow.
Away from the ground.
Everybody needs to make a buck.
Yes, well, that's it. And I hope we can. By the way, I don't know if I got my friend Doug to do it yet. If there's a way to get us on that make a donation thing, hit those buttons when you can there, Doug. And I guess when you log in, you can make a donation through PayPal. And that'll help us pay some of our freight here. Stuff said there. That's enough of a commercial for Bueno. So I'm about ready to regroup a little bit. So I'm going to throw it back to the boys at TBS. They'll throw some sort of a commercial or whatnot. And we'll be back, let's just say, in about 3 to 1 minute. I'll maybe hear Doug counting us in. So ladies and gentlemen, don't go away. Stay for live rodeo action on the TBSRadio.com. Well, welcome back, everyone. We're still here at Frontier Days, doing a little adjustments with our friend Doug at the Control Central there. Band's still playing. I don't see any cowboys better to go yet. The rodeo rec kicks off at Wyoming time, 12:15. We'll come in with a beautiful grand entry ceremony. We'll try to leave the bike wide open for the national anthem. They always have a guest singer. People like Reba McEntire have sung the song for them here. Her sister Susie, who is a star in her own right in the gospel circuit, has been here. We're right next to the announcer stand, so when they're announcing the scores for the rodeo and that, you'll hear them. We do have the luxury of having a big screen across the way from us. To watch. They play just like the football games, the baseball games. We have some Megatron. We're about to, they're marking something in the center of the arena, and it looks like to me we're going to have one of our armed forces, but it's paratroopers, the diving team, going to somehow fly over where it comes down. So while I'm stalling here for the rodeo to start, are there guys on parachutes crossway, girls? I got people, I got drones or something circling over in the air across the way. You see those drones? Spinning high. Is that a carnival ride, or is that, they've had drones fly in on us before. I see it going down now. So
apparently that was the carnival ride. Now, Frontier Days is not just a rodeo. Frontier Days is a large celebration. We have probably one of the largest carnival midways in the West. I know back at the fairs, back in Iowa and stuff, they have plenty of stuff. But for carnivals, we've got horse stables. We're on 84 acres in almost downtown Cheyenne now. And there's Lion Park, Lone Lake, if you want to Google that, see where we're located. We have vendors from all over. The announcer again, so.
Billy, this is come through here.
Frontier Town, an old boardwalk looking down right out of a Western up there. They'll be doing chuck wagon cook-offs, celebrating the history of the cattle drive later this week. There is four parades. The first one was this morning. And there'll be one Wednesday. There'll be one Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And on the Saturday, I'm going to ride with some of the horses going down. And I want to tell you, I have got the best backup in the morning production room in the world. So we're about to improvise something for a wind talk here. Did you go down to the trailer? She went to the Justin trailer and got a resident down there as a good friend of mine. So I'm sure he knew you weren't crazy when you went in there. Guys, we are improvising as we go. They're putting a little rubber band kind of ponytail stuff around my improvising. I think somebody needs to take a photo of this for the archives. With Mandy's help, we're going to have a Facebook page up as Let's Talk has it. So let's get a chance here. Get a couple of pictures. Wait, it's Talk and Rodeo. I am Let's Hear It. Oh, man. We are to get here and see what's going on with the world. We're talking about the museum, here's something else to see, but the parade. I'm going to be riding with the wagon downtown on Thursday, recording my broadcast to be played at 12 and whatnot on Tuesday, that is. That's Tuesday. Then we're going to be doing the parade live. You'll be with me there, Mandy, from where it starts, right at St. Mary's Cathedral as it goes down Capitol Boulevard. And we'll have the scoop on that, and we'll broadcast the whole parade live. We'll jump in a taxi cab or something.
Thank you for all. Now, two at a time, Glenn. Hey, this one guy just sent me landing. Okay, let's go to the national anthem.
Thank you.
All right. Now, followed by the committee on the other, and I always get a kick out of that. Some of these guys never ride a horse till they get elected chairman. Oh, here. My favorite ride, donated to the Frontier Day Parade by the Sneedy family, alongside our guest, and the building downtown. Well, style. And that's how we take the under the somebody's baby is falling. And then we have the white carriage, and that's traditional. The mayor is doing it. Now we have, is that a hit the field pulling like a truck? Well, that is probably one of the visiting rodeo queens. I don't have her name, but I will have two of them in my Thursday left. Then we have followed by pair something the royalty from the middle around the country coming down. So anyway, when you would interrupt a rodeo, you would see a sign and a cowboy and a horse riding back into the parade. Well, nowadays, for the speed of the show and that. So we get to all these other notable people. Yeah, you used to see them come out super shaking and super fine, zigzag around. And now, here comes the pickup inmates. Is there a list of pickup inmates? I think we start with Saddle Bronx. Probably on this first street of Dakota. Well, we'll get pickup names for you later. Like I say, we're lucky to get a share here today. Six pickup minutes. So we'll normally at a rodeo, how many pickup minutes? Here you go. Have you, when you were around, did we ever have a pickup lady aside for the women to get involved? Well, there you go. Well, as we go, let's go one-on-one. And we know it's changing. Now, put it down in front. Got to have a little bit of that air. Get it in there. Make sure you're I don't know what asked about oh, we got first one out. Who is it? It'll be on that screen. All right. Horse goes straight across the arena. Cowboy moves down. Okay, let's start it with bareback riding.
Well, the throwback will have got one hit on that horn. Is that
one? 1 point, number 71.
So we're changing the fence right now. We're in third place, right?
This one, they hold onto a suitcase-sized handle. They throw up and down the fence of the horse for the
puddle.
The spurs don't hurt the horses. They actually pull.
Who's the
All right, the North Dakota Cowboys. Look at the kick and lift up this horse. Look at the left. Turns around. Five feet turns, steps up on a horse. The cowboy hits the dirt. Loads more for him today. Okay. Well, any of these guys, I keep tracking about the top 50 year long. I haven't seen a name that you can see for yet. So you want a California Cowboy, you can't explain
that. I'm not yet.
Okay, we'll get it. All right.
I don't know if that's Georgia, California. I think it's out of San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Look at the guy coming into the crowd. High kick, loses his hat, goes across the arena through the camera pit. This horse is right to the ticket. High kick in the back, stiff leg, kind of a pogo stick jumping in front. Stiff his head going up down. The cowboy was spurring right on time. Let's see what our score's going to be. Pick up man just roped that horse. Okay. But I thought that was an excellent drive. I'm sure you're going to careful with that bareback ring that you just gone through on that as they get into the outgate here. The pickup men had to roll from the county. Years ago, they just gathered the animals under their head and now they get them out of the city to get each animal out of the arena. Hey, what are you doing, cowboy? Hey, we're watching bareback riding. Hey, I got a mother small mic right here today. I got a cowboy in makeup, and that's because he's a bullfighter. Not everybody who you are, my friend.
Well, it's Kelly Sheldon. This is my niece and nephew here today. I'm all the open day. It's just great. I'm glad to be here, man.
You come up across to me every year. Are you doing anything with the Maple Leafs kids this year?
Well, I'll be at the West Coast. It's really a special time for those kids, and it's just a lot about Cowboys and all the
Giants out here. Yeah, you know, man, if people are not familiar with it. You do comedy, but you're there really to keep the Cowboys out of trouble. They can't find your barrel.
How are the people doing this, my friend? In here, so, but I've been telling my whole life about the cookies to say, so, but I never get paid back, so it's good.
Well, my good friend Leon Coffey,
yes.
He had the same problem. His prime injury started being a movie as a character, not a bullfighter. His wife said, you need a liar, you need to make something of yourself. My friend, you make something of yourself.
I don't know why you have to talk
to your name, man. Leon.com/ Rodeo Radio, if you want to get the word out.
Right.
The more peace we get, the more we'll be back next year. Okay?
I'm making it for you, man.
I interrupted a little bit there, but tell us then what happened while I was talking to
you.
Okay, I got a big horse coming out of suit, double out right now. High kick in the front end, straight across the arena, turns left at the camera pit. Cowboy still hanging on with his riding on, looks like a left-handed striker to me. There's the Colorado. You know any other favorite cowboys?
Well, I do.
Bruce Moore.
Matthew. He is a bull rider, been to the national finals several times. That was what?
A 73 for Chris Weiser.
The leader is?
Jesse Davis.
Jesse Davis still leading. All right. Remember, half the points is for the horse's performance, 25 points from each truck, half the scores for the Cowboys. So in this one, I think that was probably an average ride for the Cowboys. When we start getting into the 80s and the 90s, you're really going to be in half the field. Another one out of double odds. What is that, a big bay horse? Look at her. Jump, dive, float in the air, gather her strength, and keep on going. Big dragon into the north. Just like, what was that, a bear or a little Rony? All right. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. But when you talk about the bears and the attitude, you know what I found in life? The girls are bobbing their red hair. They're the ones that will keep us peaceful and comfortable. And I have the pleasure of having lovely young ladies with passion and instructions today. So if I call you a morning during the week, you know I'm not going to have the red hair. Now, that'll stop when we regather. Here we go, another ride out. Right in the shoe side. That's kind of a white bay horse. Look at it click his heels together as he comes to the back. Cowboy holds off with that one arm as he touches the horse with his free hand. That's what happens. He'll be disqualified. Provide a little notice for the Cowboys. So that's why I went to college.
So the couple before that was George Wilson.
He got a 78 takes it right now. We got 9 days. Well, 8 days to rodeo. We'll come back on the final Sunday. We'll be here live for the championship round. They'll probably bring back the top two. You want to talk about the fast rodeo back then? Another pickup end. Just a loop over that. They let him go. And they let the horse run to the north and to the outgate up north. Underneath the permanent American flag, just like the one that was up down, we have a beautiful flagpole at the north end of the arena. Okay, but you recognize that horse? That was the ride before the last one that segues into a rony horse. But he's got just a little bit of a place on him. Well, the barrel race is growing up. I imagine you went to a lot of horse shows. Did you ever show your horse? I am so impressed. Look at this belt buckle.
Oh, wow.
27 years. The horse show announcer, Murphy, got it. So when I say on the rail at a trot, you know what I'm talking about. All right. That's a question I'm just going. Now look at this. That's a thousand. Oh, we're in the Capitol now. Oh. Well, I call him Bulldog, if I don't know the whole time. Did you catch the name? We didn't catch it.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so what's happened there, I'll say, usually in the years past, they would close the gate, and she's checking what they call that T-shirt, Lisa Schaefer. And then there's no support sometimes. Okay, 2009 comes alive again. This is the first one for all this county. Yeah, the other half of the country. Chickadaw. Yeah. A lot of good Bulldogs out there. They bring him to the rodeo. Make him cowboy, cowgirl for the day. And, you know, a person is a man that's never taller when he stoops to help kids. That's a giant. Okay, we should have somebody else back it in. Now, well, this is a respect for not having all right, they come out. They're up here. They're right at 100, 300 feet into the arena. He's got him in front of the camera. Pan watching. He's saying, Chris, the crowd's coming alive trying to get it. The cowboy gets him down. I was broadcasting from those booths playing the child. So we have a team here. So one guy's a contestant. We call him the steer wrestler or the bulldogger. The other one is what we call a hater. His job is to let them out. New steers. 30-foot scoreline. I'll let you know. But you've never been bulldog or rope before they got here today. So that's why this steer is fighting. The cowboy at least five. He's got a horse. There's no Carson's nose grab. And you won't find their name on because sometimes they change spectrum. Oh, and then I used to get the conductor to teach and work on. So time's out. Good time. Good point. I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, this is not bad.
It is my first time announcing anything.
Wow, no way. You're doing great. And it's good to say, I've been talking with you on the phone all week. Here we go. Here's our run. Cowboy comes up, flies right at the camera pin. Oh, it's awesome.
We have a hard fuck out of that saddle.
Yeah, just they can't get it there. A lot of body weight. Anyway, we've got great friends and we only met like, what, 35 minutes ago? This is the event, though, going back into history. Except for he used to do it like biting the turning his head to get the look at the Cowboys when they're like, good, what do we have now? Okay, well, he's right in the arena. He's got it in the front. He got a time. All right. All right, this announcer looks a little bit like Jack Jackson. Meanwhile, you'll start seeing some acts coming in the year's past. They'll have, like, trick writers.
run down here during the, while these other things are going. Or you'll have Trick Roper or different events like that under contract. Kind of like a free, you know, you can bring the kids, you can bring grandma, there's something, everybody. Giant Frontier.
Wow, this is actually
cool.
I think so.
See what they're doing if they took that guy's back again. This is, you talk about the old days of rodeo. You tell this guy, because who's going to jump out of a horse at 45 miles an hour, grab a 400 to 350 pound steer, and put him down? People with no brain. Well, I find out when I get to know a lot of these guys. I'm watching the coaches now. I'm watching this is Spinner's Rodeo. We'll pick that up in a minute. Yeah, they can't get into it. Now, they have to be on one side with all legs going one way. And three times to get it up and down. There we go. So anyway, he's trying to educate Danny here. The bull doctor hires the hater. Shares his price money should he win with him. Here comes Todd talking about people coming down the racetrack. Somebody on a beautiful Palomino galloping down the arena right now. Oh, it's the Danny sausage language, yeah. And you got to remember, I'm beautiful red hair, blonde hair, okay? It's my wife and it's both. At any rate, you straight me out if I call a Bay of Buckskin, all right? Hey, the Ben that was just here, what's he doing now? Look at that first ride out. Who was that cowboy? Got a name on him? Kind of a dirty gray bull, but big. Yeah, okay. Got a blue rony pattern, big spot. I don't have the owner's name. I'll have the regular secretary shoot for it. So we go down the suit. We're looking at the suit. Right? How many suits do we have in front of your name? Well, the answer is 10. Starting from 0, close to double odds, 09, and 9 is where the timings come out. Okay, spin it right in front of the suit. Cowboy took the suit down. All right, let's take a ride if we didn't touch him.
Oh, yeah, he's going after a poor gentleman right there.
Well, while he's doing that, he's bonding. Good spinning action. Cowboy holds on to a special rated rope. Three hands in the air. And I think I'm hearing this good lot. Okay, rewrite. We'll bring that up in Rodeo 101 in a moment.
I don't like cross-stitching. I got cross-stitching. I don't get cross-stitching.
Cowboys
again, 1-51 for the foliage, 150 points for the foliage. They got a hold of that rope, they can't touch it with their three hands, and that's it. 8 seconds is a qualified ride. It's going so fast, I can't get my very commentary here. Who do you think we have now?
It is Elliot Jacobs.
Who's in him? All right. Got to catch the side. Pictures on the website. I see these are going at. Hey, it's like the right bull's fancy. It gets down to the court. Hung up a little bit. The other bullfighter is coming together. But you get a chance, the other bullfighter's name off that introduction page. I've been so busy with the game, I haven't done my homework.
I've been
25 years of memory. I'm an old
dude.
All right. That's been a sign of the year for many years. Right down in front of us, take that bottle. Now he gets thrown up in the air like going right down out of the window. But he's up and walking. He came right down on the hump of that ball, a rubber bull kind of hump, right on his chest. And he's wearing a protective vest. Now you catch them dancing, I'm usually seeing them slapping their face. I guess they're looking different areas. Okay, you gotta get that cowboy out. Right here, he's talking about the fighter comes in. Well, anyway, Justin Jefferson, the Cowboys, has been like the bullfighter of the year voted by the Cowboys 3 times. So she's checking scores. I've got Lisa taking photos for us. We have Lisa doing the score sheet. Melissa's doing photos and 5 minutes. And Harry and Heather are out with Tony and Judy. There's one headset and one microphone. Are we not just professional?
Well, that's all it
is. I appreciate that. I'll tell you what. We got to see where they're going. Usually we have about 1,000 of the 1,000 contestants on this program on 9 days. Let's not get it in the slack. Who do we have?
We are going to Guthrie Murray from Miami, Oklahoma on
Saturday. A song and dance, and that's what I've been giving folks.
I'm excited to see him go.
So a dance for our dancer. Here we go. Hi, taking it back. Spin it right for him, too. Cowboys stand by. Up on the left side. There's Texas. We're down to two bullfighters this year. We've been having three for a
while.
He is
up and walked.
Yeah, he's back in. Justin here is back here to help. Working down the numbers, get a Dodge match or win a Dodge. And they're going to talk about it later in the week.
Hey, Justin,
hey,
what happened to
the
Dodge
match?
Did you win the Dodge match?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's good. Well, right
here, Tony is here spinning the ball. The football players running in. Yeah, there you go. A lot of the guys will do that, but you see more and more with that. And a lot of people wearing the new thunder clothes. Shoulder and stuff like that. So you get some of these guys going, we got another airplane flying overhead, but nobody comes out of it.
Around the neck.
Hey, I knew it, Daddy Joe!
I did.
Yeah, exactly. He's such a small fighter, they changed the name of the town for them. Another town. Here we go. Here we go. Another legacy cowboy. What bill did he draw?
Red image.
Have a little trouble. You got to get that hand that left this side in front of him. They don't have to mark the spur off the pole. They just have to hold on. Now, for those of you who don't know, these spurs, I think them when I'm demonstrating rodeo, they roll up down your hand like a nickel with a hole in it and a fence. Championship bull riding, CBR, and we're going to try to be there and broadcast that, too. So we may have to have 20 nights in this schedule. Okay. Cowboy comes off and over. Go away, Doug.
The National Texas game is on the today as well. They have represented that great Detroit the nation. Right. A lot of them have a lot of stars in the National Olympics. That might be wonderful.
Another point.
There's a wide
they have a rodeo where I
go. They have a rodeo in Austin. They have a
rodeo
in Austin.
And
they have a
rodeo
in Austin.
Well,
hold on. I'm going to go out here from the area. Of course.
So say something, Doug, just in case we are not a commercial, we'll pick up some of
the...
And you're back to the Wilson Rodgers Taco Rodeo, brought to you by Giant Kyle and Stone, sponsor. And we're going to go into High Down Roping here, Bridget. They had some events going down across the track. We had some more queens. We had some more dignitaries coming out in wagons. Here's another. Look at that. A six-up with all matching big, gray, white horses.
Yeah, it's a horse.
Yeah, and I couldn't catch it from the rodeo now. There's judges in place. We have the one judge who watch us red flag. Well, there you go. Well, that's good, So when the Jackson off flag, he puts his cowboys, he's got to come out. His calves are new. Come out. He's got it. Time is blue. If they get loose, it's all going to go to the last time. Three loose and medium. He's got to get off that one. He's going into the rope. You'll see him pitch that rope to the right. Calf around. Look at that. He's got to pick up a 300-pound calf. Putting on his side. That's the plan. All the four legs are going one more. Now he's got a rather fast. So it has him in it. That's off the clock. You're going to get all the time.
This will shoot.
We're back to two guys now. World Championship time. Bulldog. Police Roper. Deer Roper. Drop the world. Don't be safe for five. So stay out of two
times.
I've been great friends with people from there. One of them was a fashionable little football player for the Dallas Cowboys. Walt Garrison. Thanks the same as he won a goal around. All right. When you're in Shoshone, the little truck store that makes the world's best milk stick. Yeah, look, the calf is in there. He's got a 30-foot head start. Now he's at the end. Here comes the cowboy. Comes out of the... and the calf wins out. This poor little calf, he's got to get down there another 500 feet to get out of here. So we got to pull down here. We got to join the way. I don't know what that's kind of big ear calf. Prostate of some sort. Now, if we knew that calf's number, I guarantee you, the next time it comes out, it'll be fast. Just like that right now. Right now. Trader, pick it up. There's the plank. Gather straight. One round. Two rounds. There's the hand. Hands are moving in the air. I don't know if they stop it. Maybe not. All right. Now, when he gets on the horse, he's going to be
Big effect. High in effect. Here we take turns this time.
The offense there, they were like three sixers, and I mean,
we're waiting for that guy to come. Yeah, pick up the new couple there. They untied too. They untied.
They
put five in that rope. When the ride is over. All right. Well, don't do this at home, kid. It's upside down trying to get back to the island. She did it. And it's followed by another one riding upside down here. She's going for the long part of the crowd.
All right.
Okay, here comes our cat. He throws and he misses. Who was that? Yeah, he threw the loop and missed it. This cat's still running up there. Good uniform play cat coming out. All the double ropes. So they know what to expect. Yeah, we're looking at it. See, there's so much action. We got the trick riders going. We got Tampa which is coming out. We got Cowboys getting ready to come out on Saddlebron riding down in front of us. And here comes our Cowboy enemy gap. We're in Colorado, man. He's down there. He did it. He gets a wrap in a hurry. There's a two-line run. I see. Not a bad time.
I know that pole is about 110 seconds. If they're on this side of the hill, they're going to have a short time, right? That's the old finish line.
So they got this one up and going and run back to the barn. I don't know who those are chasing the here. Then they have to do this, but I don't know. There's our
competition.
He stops it there. He runs back. Now he's got to get on that horse. Horse has got to hold it tight. Now slack in. He's got to get back to the anyway. This will be, again, a movement change in the leaderboard. Now, and then the other thing is, ninth fastest time. Okay, that was set in spot earlier. This is all for top Cowboys. But the second band of calf will be close. It's still going on in some of the events during the week here. As we get into it. This is spot three here for your age. And watch this. It's a great way to see something. 11-3 seems to stick on up to the
now we're going to
Bubba Forest. Cam, white tank. Throw, catch. There's a turn back. Picks him up, finds him. No trouble getting his fingers straight out of his belt. And no trouble getting it on there. He's having trouble. That calf is fighting just a little bit. Now, let's see what happens. Horse, he has to get up there, step forward, back in the rope. That's service. They can pause at the service a little bit, huh? Okay, the untied crew in there getting the guns, so it looks like it's going to stay in the block. Very good. Well, that one's going to the north. Look around. There's a couple of the Cowboys trying to get the lead on their chef, huh? 100 points put between the judge with the Cowboys and the horses. The little different furry boats. Heels, cold out, heels at the neck of the horse is fighting back. Here we go. Now, Jeff, go to the ground, he's down. Boy, did that fight get. He got the end of the rope. And here, Hunter has got the cuff in his arms. He grabbed him, set him on the ground, all four feet.
This is the new outward of the herd. This is where it's at, though. One hand, I'm going to go to the ground. We're going to go to the ground.
Look, Mom, no hands. Look, Mom, no feet. Look, Mom, no teeth.
I can tell them for those
to do it. Go, they're paid professionals.
Awesome. Thank you,
Clayton.
Thank you, Abby.
Okay, so we got that last time with 13 something. Who's the big thing? That is. That's not you, Jeff, did it, not me. Okay, now we switch this to the white cat. Lumber's out. Here they come. Chase is on. Oh, fast cat. She's got him back. Now, pick him up, jump in his arms again. This time it'll be fast. Count the clock down as you get it. Oh. Oh, man. He's got to get three of them wrapped. You'll see him trying to make shot. I can't believe as fast as he caught it. The guys are a little larger down there. We got, what, 11-3? Come here. Hey, no, we'll have to find out who that is. This is fast as fast as the rodeo so far. We'll be back on our live rodeo and I'm working on it to be at the car all night. Okay, what do we got down there now? I'll be dying, yeah. Well, we're going to get down here, ready, I guess. Hey, hold on with your free hand to what we call a bronc race. You'll see them measure that. They'll watch the horses figure out how much they need to keep them in the saddle. They spur back and forth in a semi-circle motion, the point of the shoulders, the back of the saddle. Classic of all events. One of the first spins of rodeo. Saddle's a little different. So saddle horse, stirrup straps are thin, so they prevent getting hung up. Cannot touch with their free hands. And then we'll have Brooks Telephone. We've seen a lot of boys come up and try to see who we have now. Pretty boy, Pretty boy, high in the air, white horse, high kick. Low drop in the front, Shorty is You don't see as many guys, well, you can see them buck off here, but if you're watching as they go across the arena, and the Cowboys in good time with them. Look for them on purpose to get out of the saddle a little bit. That's what they call going daily. And if there's 40 motions, they're telling that judge they're in complete control of that one.
Great night, cowboy. Hi there. Oh, hi. This horse stopped. Says it's three times. Jumped high in the air. Good fucking party. Hard one to load. That's a hard one to keep in time with.
Yeah, we don't want him to stall on
Okay, now I'm looking okay. Now the guy keeps those toes pointed out on the back of the horse. Shoulders, right? Shoulders. Or it's a mess out and the qualified. So we'll watch the yellow flag to drop from the right to the judges on the floor. And that's what I was saying. It's a hard ride. Get in time. He did a good job of standing on that horse. That horse is throwing a lot of power at him, but he couldn't keep that. I need a camera because I'm doing all this stuff with my hands. Here we go. Look at this little fight for the jumbo. Hi, how is jumbo? Here we go. Now, this one goes in the middle. It's kind of a rookie horse kind of maneuver. No, the right. Wrestling right, son of one of the world champions. The right family. There's about 13 of them on the rodeo circuit. My favorite one is Spencer. Oh, cowboy, and not Spencer Wright. He's going to be out of this show. I'm getting a picture of him trying to get an interview with him. He is, of course, the current world champion. All right. Martini horse about to come out. The horses are out there clear today. Good weather. Probably a little hot for the horse, so much for it to change. But there's enough room for everybody. The horse is in control. Good night. Here we go. Flash Martini comes out, runs 3 steps. Now, not a good fucking pattern, just spinning the arena, just to the right, now goes into a spin, four there.
Good, good,
every score, but hey, you're going to have to hit the high. You're going to have to score to the size of 165 more than that. I'm trying to catch with my phone, all right? Okay, Wild Bill Hickok, baby, huh? This guy's a tough Hey, get up with that horse. Hey, what happened? Look what happened. What that horse? The flank strap fell off, and that horse kept pecking. Or leather belt with right in front of the high legs of the body to help them to get a bucket pattern going. What do we have? Now the horse is bunching and drops
Comes out to the right of the arena, zigzags back in the B pattern down to the first. The Cowboys there. Good run. Fourth, I think. I got the youngest cowboy right here at the rodeo. Can you tell us your name? Thank you. How old are you? He's five, but he gave me four fingers. Bam, here. I want you to know, you're walking around the world. Okay. All right, we gotta get back to the party. See you in 20 years, Jeff.
He's right now, and he's riding
a tire
gun.
He was riding a tire. He just got the cartwheel off the side. I got to tell the folks what happened. This little 3-year-old boy just climbed over the fence and was trying to get on my lap. Mom's chasing him. And that sponsorship going, and what we got? We're driving for five. Yes. The ambassadors, they travel to a lot of roads. So, we were talking for Cheyenne about how some of us good riding groups, their time was shot. They just do it like this. We're looking around trying to see. They're talking about somebody out of Alliance. Have you spotted anything?
Not yet. It must not be on my head.
It may be in another section that they rolled in the head. That's why, you know, they do a good job of the sprint, and I got to commend them. This is a program I can read.
Out of Alliance,
Nebraska. That's what I love about this rodeo. I talk often about it, and I say it with a Dearman. Nebraska Hastings. Guys, nobody ever heard of it. I've seen several of them come here, and they walk away champions Frontier Day. Where are we at? Well, that was our first bulldogger ride. They still had the horses loaded down there, so I don't know what's going on. And we're putting the now, this is second station. One of the guy on the west room, or if I'm looking at it, right side of his left, it's the bulldogger, the hay, steer wrestler, what have you got? On the list and on the screen, all right. Now, I was talking about how they go for years because they train their horses right up to the other cowboys. It's 25% of them.
Wow,
now, and if they're going to ride now, they rent the horse for 25% and they hit 25% for him. These guys, keep on giving. Now, our chancellor comes out. Fast in the arena, down to the camera pit. Lakes it from water to the end of the turn. Rolling over, loses him. Gets a horn. I know he got a horn. He's looking. That cowboy's got the 6-5. He's taking a look. Where's my horse? Where's my horse?
And he'll show you why we continue to have a chance.
That kid in his name is Roper. But I'm trying to count the horse.
I mean, this kid's right
here. And he's been, you know, he just had a 300. That was Cowboy. That's a good company. All right. Jack on his back and loses him. Can't get him picked up from the chance to win so far today. Long-legged cowboy trying to put the brakes on, and that still got away from him.
Oh,
something up there.
These are the big men at Rose.
What do you think about NFL linebackers? The biggest thing
he did is my
linebacker. There is a clear reference he does in the fire. You know what I mean?
Well,
you know, they caved up on it. You gotta look around. M-Set Cowboy, all right.
Because
they come from all over the world. There'll be guys from New Zealand here. There's one guy who's in the Fairfax Valley. Kevin James from France.
Wow.
And there you go. He's down in the dirt. He's been out here all together. So no time there.
Now, our Roper guy is over here. He'll come over here. We'll try to talk to him. Also, he's doing a different act than when he was here 2 years ago.
Oh, he has thrown about 15
guys. So that's like I said, you got to see it to believe it. But there's something for everybody at a rodeo here today. Here's our cowboy. We got him down. We have to stand up. There's the roll. We get him down, rolls him over, and pop him out. Like, there we go. Stop the flag. What do we got? Yes. It's just under, I think, we like to say we've been over 20 minutes. But the ground rule, the rodeo committee is taking a little bit of the ground rule. Standing with the RCA at one time was 25 bucks. We're going 20.
He makes the whole thing.
Now, another cowboy comes up. Another Montana cowboy water skiing. He looks like he's getting down the
clock.
It's just going around. Yeah. Oh, we had 11-3, I think, was that. 10-9 leads the number for our morning play.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how awful is it to be, and the daddy of all of them. God,
they're
hearing it all the time. A lot of young kids with their cowboy hats. They're sitting there right at the rail. And the old girl, I'm trying to find dinner. Here's your job, that's your job. Yeah, that's your job.
Yeah.
And right in front
of the cameraman now. Cattle look more like surfer guys, red side, not a white side. Earlier we were having this black ones and white ones. They watch get all their notes that they can about them so they know what to do. Good job. You're getting a catch. Well, it looks like that goes down service. I think we can take about 30 seconds. So, you're listening to Radio Radio on CBS.com/ Radio. We'll be right back.
Another legacy cowboy. I don't know who that was, but one of the
fathers. Washington, probably.
Prescott was one of the other founding rodeos.
All right, look at him go here.
And you know what we got? I bet there's that same
representative. These are the first pair of cowboys on the first pair of horses. So, ladies and gentlemen, the good news is we've had an Ed Bauer come back. Next guest, and I don't know which pet he has.
They all won this.
And when they win this, they get enough money to be a full PRCA member. They have to buy in $1,000 for their first one.
No,
they'll roll them in there. A lot of these horses, I don't even have a name, man. You'll see maybe they're crazy. Here's the thing, right, there are a lot of power tools. A lot of that is they'll get used to that flank strap. All that flank strap does is make them kick in a straight motion with both legs. Now, does the horse know? I've had the veterinarians and experienced people tell me it's like being a Thanksgiving dinner. You're building a little time, you have to lose it. When you loosen it, sit down and relax. All right. Oh, look at this one. Go high in the air. Who's the cowboy?
Right.
All right. Oh, he's a tall cowboy.
Talk about a lot of confidence in himself when he walks back.
Yeah, he's thinking of a
door
on that, but
now, his power is just one of the fucking they get the horse down and coming back here to go down the outgate into the back of the way of the street. And they'll take the saddle and hold it off of it. Well, we got to have somebody dancing somewhere with that music. Paige did about 3 jumps, kind of set himself several feet in the back leg, gathered, Cowboy Chaser. I look like for a big score. Wow. Oh, maybe with that stutter, he may have touched his three hands. I took it for the yellow flag. Stay tough with your 3 yards after this qualification. What do we have now? Colorado Cowboy. All her sin is sin. He's been robbed and landed on like a 3-point landing.
He came down right before he came off.
He's been off. All right. The horse got to get a spin out from underneath him. Hey, you know the high school kids, you know the high school championships that have been going on.
He's off.
The horse came out of shoot straight across to the east. The wild bug, it's hard for these guys to ride on these rookie brothers' saddle horses. And I'll tell you about their maturity. What do we have now?
I don't know how you
we actually have two contests going on. The Cowboys for his score and the horse owners have a maturity event going on. So he gets put it on, put his money, and the best horse has a winner.
We're
going to
take a
show
out of California, and he is already out picking up his Cowboys.
Now, I'm looking at his saddle and the candle. Because the spell racer, you had a short one, right? I can imagine. And that's what I was trying to bring up. I wouldn't want to ride that. That's what I'm going to
do. In the room, you're going to have a
damage, I think.
Go on. And
the horse
is going
to be
the man.
Oh, man. This horse, long lean, good lines going across. Third jump, the Cowboys in the I have never, all my years of jumping here, seen a performance so fast.
I think
horses
around 5-6 year old mark.
So we're passing folks down to the second audience here as we get ready to go to the arena now. So, do we have any more Cowboys voted out? I don't see any. Right in front of us, Bay Horse makes a jump to the right. The Cowboys get the ball to the left. Oh, come on. No way. You're a cowboy. John Wayne never pouted.
Cowboy.
Just call out that. I'm sampling that close to hand if you need before I pass it on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're still five.
in the world's largest outdoor rodeo arena on the courtesy of BTSRadio.com.
You know that. Okay, now look at the dandies are coming out of the place. This would be a good time for a pause or a pause. We're going to go back to the boys at BTS for about at least a 3-minute break. Don't you go away. Go get something out of the ice bucket. Right back to your device and watch it. Listen to more Rodeo on the Radio. Take it away, guys.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Sal Bellois. You're listening to BBS Radio, Los Angeles, California. You can hear my tunes right here, so listen up.
The whole thing is for us to work as a team so that on Sundays we're smooth and as fast as furious, and then we'll have each rodeo champion come right here for dinner. I'm trying to find something with a yours has a mic so we can bat about. That's good. I just wish I had that time to get with you last week.
Yeah.
It is weird for me to podcast and without a stand in front of me. Tell me when I'm overmodulating. But we're at halftime with the rodeo. It's gone so fast. Yes, we're back. So, did we go over break? You need me to talk rodeo, or are you counting me in? And we are right back with live rodeo action from Cheyenne Diamond Show, Outdoor Radio, courtesy of BTS Radio.com. What just happened as I counted in?
So we have
to start
in team roping. We have the first one, Cody Calloway and Justin Stanley. Cody is from Gillette, Wyoming. It looks like the healer was a little on his loop there. But it looks like we're going to Chad Thomas and Jesse Moore.
Look at that. One man's the hands and the other one's the healer. The big white chair, I'll run to you guys. He throws the loop, he misses. Now team roping, yes. Cowboys, the hitters, the healer, the steer, the object of their desire. They will rope it. The steer will turn the steer to the left. The healer comes in, gets it, and has to catch that loop under 2 feet and pull that tight, stop the clock. That's the time when we're going to see times before the week's over. I would say less than 5 seconds. We've got a run coming now. You've already announced them. There's the head catch of the turn. Come on. Shoulder water. Rest it in. I can't
believe
it. Okay. And mentally, I didn't talk about it. There is a speed trap set up. There's a rope over there. And it comes down to 5 seconds there. Oh, no. 5 seconds. It's 10 seconds for breaking the barrier. 5 seconds means they only got 1 minute.
That's what it was.
Okay, here we are. Really? And that makes white paint is here that runs to the door. This is a big time to say hi to us as a quick buy. Brian, he may have lost it. Or he knows, you know what will happen. Some of them know that it's got maybe a Lego head cat. I didn't see. If it's like a wrist up over the horn, not all the way over both horns, then he dropped it out. Why? Because he's a true sportsman. He doesn't want to hurt the animal. Yes, Brad. I mean, you can even get him a mouse in the head down. And that's the first guy. I don't know what's leading from Slack, but they'll stay here in a little bit. What were you saying? What was your husband doing with rodeo?
I'm sorry?
Say something about your husband.
My husband's he's a vet, and he's dealt with a bunch of rodeo out here, and he's asking questions all the time if this is hard to see,
Thank you. Goodness. I was stumbling over trying to bring that out. And I think I'll find out later.
You're
helping to
bury your ass and take that
class. Now we're looking to see who's coming next.
It's
hard to learn. There's the head catcher. He's got it. He's down. There's the time. What is it?
11:23.
So for today, 10 flat is the time to be. Remember, penalties can add up to open barriers 10 seconds. One heel catch is 5 seconds. No heel catch is no okay, here comes our catch, our loop now, but the steer's running way fast. Give that wind to the steer.
A world's largest outdoor rodeo.
Sometimes they come with the standard if there's another leader. So 10 flat, I'm saying it's faster than one of the whole rodeo.
Larry Cowboy Cole Beckett, he's the goalkeeper from Loma.
Oh, man. Laramie and Loma, they both take somewhere in Eagle, Colorado, the practice together. That'd be about the halfway.
Yeah. It looks like
Well, you could, because I got the headset. You got the real ears. I didn't hear that pop. Here we got coming running now. Big black steer.
Lenny Campbell and Kate Down. Both from Colorado.
Okay, we get a turn and this is the hill.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about a big day of all that alone?
Well, we're giving it a bottle. Yeah, it looks like we're done with this section of team roping, and there's only one section. What's our next event on the program? There you go.
Everybody.
And again, the fastest drop is 12 feet. Come back for the final. So we got bareback riding next. Horse is loaded up behind us. None of the horses will notify. And I want to put a plug out. You talk about your father-in-law, Smith. These are specialists what do you do? We have different. So the horses already, bulls don't get a hook stuck in them. They have head pads. Look at the head pads. Okay. So if they look up, they don't hit their heads on the bull.
There you go.
Bareback riding was not a ranch man. Started out as an air. They used to ride it like with a bull rope. If somebody decided to put a suitcase handle on a deal, they'll get their hand wedged in there, a lot of rosin to keep that hand in there. And you come up with a long arm, good roller. Take this one. Okay, what do we
have?
Glad to hear that issue was started zero. Okay, trying to get that action. Not getting quite clear across there. Sometimes you get good
cameras.
Minnesota Cowboy. You don't think Cowboy Minnesota. Big cattle is going to get you there. So as we watch, trying to see if he gets ready. Got to get his hand placed in there.
Very close to getting his upper down.
Here we go. Oh, high blast in the air. Settles down. That is so, so, so strong. Elbow is there.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't forget this one. If that horse performs, that cowboy's feet of the guardian. In other words, when the horse is on the ground, it's feet for it. Okay, what do we have?
We got our main artery up and down behind these two here.
And we got a score on
bull.
It was 73.
I thought that horse's performance was not a bad performance. A little bit more out of that horse. Okay, Brewer, hang in there. Hi there, look at the horse. Pop flies off the back of the tail. Yeah. What was that down in North Dakota?
Mandan,
North Dakota. Is that area where you're good for?
I have no idea.
Right about the river. Not a bad ride in 78. We got one in 84 medium so far.
84 is bleeding with Peter out.
And that's his first and second because they go to the flag.
He's got Peter out.
Cowboy, for that point in the suit. Getting his grip is fine. Getting that hand in that suitcase handle. No rain, anything. It's a freestyle riding room. But I'm trying to see what's going on. I think it's overwhelmed with all the pictures that someone put here. Apparently, this show's going. I thought I had done really good with the broadcast.
with the baby. I never see that coming. By the way, we'll be going off the air today just one time. About 3:15 to 3:20. Following show will be here, sent out. Comes up live right behind us. We're trying to remove for that. So if you're at home, we don't have the final score for you. We'll recap that. Down high left kick. Total six. Great hey, Cowboy, ride his hat. Finals for 82. Let's see what they can do again. Half the score from Florida.
Right on.
Well, I did have the privilege of going to a PRCA desert school. And I'm looking at all kinds of stuff on this show. That's what I would have given him. And I can get the kids from the chips from the secretary later. And it'll show you. Like what you have to put that horse 18 points, the Cowboys 23. That's what you think. So Cowboys, watch on that. They really want to get on, and they keep track of that. They want to get on a horse that's going to get an 18 or 25 to go service. I think the arena record here is 94.
Wow.
Then they play all the Cowboys are pinned there. All right. Dark chocolate, black tail. This horse, big enough, he should be the only one to break by. Okay, so that'll do it. And you know what? They are freaking out with these people, all this stuff that I think it'd be years to learn. If I had just waited 50 years, I could have saved a lot of money. Bigger horse, they don't really have to fly.
I wrote in the barrel racing, and he was all
clean
and
out
of
the park. But you know what? Okay, go ahead.
Mason Thomas is coming up next from Sandy, Utah, and it looks like he's ready to
go. I hope this right here in front of me. Hi, feet in the air. He's looking at the clock. Later, that's good. Get that horse. Get her. Get her. Get her. Get her. Get her. Blow out. Oh,
right.
Yeah, not a lot of boat, not a lot of lift in the tide. So we got what, an 84, an 82, and a 79 for the top three.
Yep.
Stop it, back. Probably have style, and I think I heard this new guy say a bunch of these champions will low. Well, that's why I'm more so. Well, you're right. You got it. Black and white.
He was the leader. California,
they're doing that. City of Forest still ain't there on that corner. Who's the next one?
Ty Sewer.
That's right. If the horse underperforms, you earn a re-ride. Because he kept going. Remember I told you he was right good, but the horse underperformed. Oh, this one. Hi, like a steeple jumper. Hi. Look at that. Going and goes into a circle. Looking for his tail. Yeah, going north, but I think the way that horse came out, they put it hiking, pilot, a lot of float. I look for it. Yeah.
Every time.
They're interviewing him over there with his ride, but he's the champion from last year's rodeo. And I think that's what I think we got a misprint. They got it like the first thing in the last thing. Not the real first thing.
For
quite a while, and if anybody remembers that, well, that's great, by the way. Certainly one of the things
that are catching in our memories, and I'm glad
you're guessing yours.
Okay.
So we'll check that out later.
Thanks for visiting with us.
We've got this ready now. I think you're having a promotion on the head and everything else.
Well, I'm going to do that. It's more than special and honor Genesis.
What's the event number when you find it? Cowboy Hills. Who gets the power to push with the steer trail the wrong way? They're going to have to go all the way over.
All right.
So he didn't get up and reset it. He just pulled it over. He got all four feet going one way. So anyway, you learned today that the Bulldog is good at price money with a hazer. So when you're too old to jump off, take off your horse, you're going straight. A lot of guys are here. They're going to be on top of this guy. Here we go.
Derek Henry from Douglas, Wyoming.
Derek, right there, center of the arena. Just kind of what a hula hat. Him and the horse here did a...
Somersault
at the same time.
Let's just get it done.
Well, yeah, a radio queen friend or a bull racer friend, right?
Yep.
Oh, for God's sake, don't use the military. You'll never get it off. Now, real quick, while we've got some noise, why is it important for a bell ringer to keep her hat on?
Well, I mostly just did it for luck.
But you have to enter the arena with it, right?
Yes.
And we're looking for our next contestant. They play. Down right at the camera bed. Oh, man. You came up with a handful of dirt and it ran on yours.
The big cowboy, too. He looks like he's got the power to take that steer to the ground.
I used to know what he's doing. This guy's walking out of here with all the pride and confidence. He just knows, hey, I'll be back tomorrow. Now we got some, what is it, Star Wars music they're playing as we get ready? Going into the box. On the right, my right is pulled on the edge from the other one. They don't need to know they see that rope down there, and they focus on that, and when they get past it, they see the guy with the way their eyeballs are climbing their ass, they see a horse after them, they're gone.
It looks like Colorado.
Yes, and I'm getting off there. Oh, and big black solid muscles up there. Look at that.
So we're watching
the steer go out. I can tell you, that steer's about as hot as some of the bulls we've seen here today. Okay, we've got plenty of a cattle drive filling them out. Take a 30-second break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thank you.
Now, we bring all the bears, all the models, down to the South Business Track. And people say, I did all of that. We need four contestants today. And then again, we'll run this every day for the next week. As a matter of fact, you know,
What I want you to do right now is this. I want you to look down there. Use your best eye. Turn it to the direction. And turn your paper back to the right.
So are you finding out
you want to take the white
right now?
Yes.
Right.
You're taking the white
bear back going. You're in the top of the water. Wild orange guy. Get that for a recovery. And I think that was the last of the spear rest.
What are you going to do? I already took the order.
Count backwards from five.
Okay.
And you just say, "World's largest rodeo, welcome back." Might as well get some more experience.
You know, I don't know. I'm kidding, right? You got more, you know.
I do. But then I'll need to hit that back because I got to finish it to talk to you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm just going to I guess you're on this one, then. Okay, I'm going to call the action. Hey, they're going this way again. Give me a first ball count. The time comes out of the second. Figure eight batter. He's tied. 7.88 comes to the third ball. Come on, Calvo. Get the
Come on, Calvo. Stay up and go. Step apart. Packers. $30,000 that they do their whole first run in the sun.
Okay, who do we have now? Okay, start into the second bell. Tell me the time we're going to do now. Right by your left, He's standing right in front of the chute. That big, like, little big one on there. I'm going to tell you to stop me.
I needed.
Number 84.
Okay. Well, we get the second. We got more bulls here. All right. Hell City. Good rodeo. Okay, he's still looking. He's wearing a helmet. He's out. Go through the gate. Oh, I said this thing all the way up here.
Everybody get out. Everybody go. No,
you can't quite see.
Okay, that's all right.
still flat.
I know a lady over on
Thank you.
Yeah. And we got the wild horse race going. We've got several people off. These horses. And all of our horses, we got about 15 teams out, three-man team. You got a bugger. You got the rider. And you got the funny guy holding the rope. You brought up the point. You got the nice numbers with the three. ICI. I have a big ticket line here. They got to get on the saddle, get around this quarter race track. First one comes in. Will be the leader for today. He's got just not a PRCA event, but it's a fan unique to Cheyenne with this big effect. In fact, you'll see a lot of wild horse races in arenas that'll get the confidence up on
time. So
now, what do we have right now?
We have Derek Cash from Dallas, Texas, and he got an 83. And next we had Jessica Burdick from Avon, South Dakota, with an 82. Third was Nate Stratton from Kellyville, Oklahoma, with a 77. Number four was McKenna Kimberly with 75.
Continuing on, I didn't recognize any local name. So continue on with what we have now.
Next would be Ty Ruby. First, we have Clayton Van Allen from Desert Mountain, California. I think it was Georgia. I don't know. 11.3 is what Clayton Van Allen ends up with. Tyler Steele from Greeley ends up with 11.9. Derek Traylor from Dilley, Texas ends up with 12.7. Next would be Team Roping, where we have Clayton Van Allen with Death Mountain.
Now, is that a Sylvan Cowboy then?
I think so. I think
so. He'll be the contender for the all-around championship.
And it looks like he ended with Clayton Van Allen and Colin Taylor were together with a 10 flat. And then the second team was Tori Whitney from Paraha, Colorado, and Kate Younger from Grand Junction, Colorado, and
then
it was 11.
At least
I don't know other times.
Okay, now, has there been enemy more seats? Oh, I can't read this one. Look, it's upside down.
And so, this is the rookie saddle.
Okay, and this is one of the few times we've got a result on rookie on the first go.
It looks like the only result for the time was Justin Lawrence out of Bangor, California, with a.
And I think we'll close out is,
And the last is Ty Ruby. Oh, wrong one. Next one is, Bearback. Sorry. And we, started with Tanner Vaughn from Granite Falls, Minnesota. And he ended with a 84.
That's a Bearback rider out of Phil Cal Country, 84 points.
And next would be George Gillespie at the fourth. From Hamilton, Montana, with an 82, so just 2 points behind Oz. And then third was a tie with Mason Clement and Brickman, the champion. They both ended up with a 79.
Well, Mandy, you got thrown into the fire. You're walking out a scar. I have Melissa Kazan up there working. I had the pleasure of working about 15 years with your husband on another radio station. And I've had the pleasure of knowing him for a lifetime. I have his daughter, Melissa, here. She's going to look for her. We're getting a web page up, Facebook page. What are we going to name the Facebook page?
We will probably name it Rodeo on the Radio with Queen.
We're not Rodeo on the Radio, but we'll go with Radio Rodeo.
Radio Rodeo.
Okay, so we'll have to change that. That's my old name. Okay? With that, and we look forward to your photos. We'll get that worked out. We don't know how soon that'll happen, but I want to tell you something. I have had the time of my life today. Three lovely ladies helping me out, and believe me, I needed it. I worked full-time another job. I was super busy this week. I couldn't get a lot of prep work. These folks came in as pros, and we got this thing off today. My compliments to Doug, the co-founder, CEO, his brother Don of BBSRadio.com. Check them out. They have all kinds of stuff. They are the largest internet rodeo or radio in the world. And if you want to do something, check them out. They just put on great shows. Doc shows got us on a network. This is the first time they've done anything like this. We'll regroup. We'll be better on Wednesday. We're going to be top-notch on Sunday. Throughout the week, I'll be covering every aspect of Giant Frontier Day. But all I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you got to see it to believe it. Get out there. There's something for everyone. So with that, I'm going to give you one guest question. Dale Evans, Roy Rogers, had a theme song. Do you know what it was?
Oh!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my traditional close out that I did with my friend Dave.
May all your trails be happy ones, and may that trail bring you back to Cheyenne Frontier Days, taken from Dale and Royce and their song, Happy Trails to You. Good day, good listening. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Like us if you can. Dislike us so we can improve. Take care. God bless.